Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Is there anything that's improved on the offense enough to slow Brian Flores down, to make him maybe think twice about the blitz packages he uses against the Bears?
I don't think it matters to him. Brian Flores reminds me of playing for Greg Williams. Is this, you know, they have a certain identity, right? That's what they are. They are going to bring pressure. There are ways to beat pressure, to get the ball out, to throw in location, to throw in a rhythm where, hey, I have pressure coming, but it's not going to get home because the ball's out so quickly because I see it fast enough. And that's one way to counter pressure, is how quickly your quarterback can ID it and get the ball out.
Blitz is coming. Williams gets rid of it here, and Adunze diving in for a great catch. And he gets up now, not touched, and he searches for it. That turn into 17 yards.
He lays out at 6, gains 17. Look at this effort.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking with Matt Bowen about the game that you love and the team that you love, the Chicago Bears. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, you were right about Brian Flores. Not only was he not going to stop blitzing, he blitzed at almost double the pace that he ordinarily does. Now, some of that was to stop the run game, but sure, he was here for blitzing and putting some pressure on the Bears. What did you think of the matchup between the two coaches?
I thought it was a great matchup. And look, you saw throughout that football game, Ben Johnson wanted to run the ball. I mean, I think that's becoming a clear identity of this football team right now. Because yes, they're going to be balanced. They're going to take their shots like we saw this past weekend. And obviously, they had some misses down the field, but they are going to run the football. And that's like we talked about last week, Lawrence. That's one way to counter pressure. That's one way to attack the edges with the run game. But also, look what Caleb did versus Prussian. I'm not saying he had a bunch of splash plays as a thrower, but how many times did he get outside and escape pressure and extend plays? And how many quarterbacks in the league can do that? I think it's one thing you have to take away from this football game. We'll get to more with Caleb, but the number one thing I looked at today when watching his throws was his ability to escape or evade pressure and keep the play alive.
So when it comes to him being able to handle the blitz, I thought there was an improvement from last week to this week. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
I thought so, too. I think he ID'd it quick enough. I think he got the ball out time when he had options to get the ball out hot. And Ben Johnson helped him, too. A lot of 12 personnel. Okay, I have the number right here. The Bears had 31 snaps of 12 personnel. That's one running back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. That was the second most in the NFL last week. Philadelphia was first at 40. Why do you do that? One, it gives you extra protection, too, because you have two tight ends. And if you want to take your deep shots down the field, it gives you max protection. Look, also, what does that do? It gives you more opportunities for boot plays. And that's, again, become another part of this football team is getting Caleb to the edges of the formation on boot. And it doesn't mean they're going to be explosive plays every time. What you're doing is you're moving the pocket versus pressure. You're getting him to the edge, and you're giving him a hot read underneath to get the football out of his hands. Maybe you get five, maybe you get six, but you get a positive gain off it.
Ooh, Matt, that's good stuff. I because I can look at snap counts and see, but you just telling us they were number two in the league in 12 personnel in terms of two timeouts or two tight ends. You don't have 13, do you? Because I know they had three timeouts a couple times. Durham Smythe got some plays as well.
Yeah, I can pull up 13. Okay, take me one sec, speak, but
yeah, that's all right. But I'm just curious because. Ben is doing so much to help Caleb, and your colleague Ben Solak over at ESPN did a great mm-hmm. job today in writing about how Ben is making Caleb's life easier. Let me throw a couple sure. of these at you from your guy Ben, okay?
Okay.
Caleb has seen base defense on his dropbacks more than any quarterback in the league mm-hmm. except Lamar. So when he drops back, he's seeing base defense, not nickel. And that's because they're running the ball so well and so much, right?
Yes, 100% it is because you have to make a decision there as a defense. Do I keep my slot corner in the game? Is my slot corner physical enough to play in the box? Because you have to think, when you go in motion, okay, if you're playing zone defense, speaks, and you go in motion across the formation, a lot of times it is bump, right? It is bump over in zone. So what that means, your slot corner becomes your outside linebacker. So if your slot corner cannot handle it, cannot play, you know, inside the box, it's problem. So that forces you to bring your base personnel, whether that's 34 or 43 front, but you got to get your linebacker back in the field.
And then this one, the third highest percentage of play action on his mm-hmm. dropbacks behind only Jared Goff and Daniel Jones. So Caleb drops back the third most in play action. Fitz, I'll give you one more, Matt, and then ask you. 30.2% of his targets have been wide open. You filter out the throws that are even behind the line of scrimmage, they're still number one. Even if you right. filter out the behind the line of scrimmage stuff, they are still number one. So Ben Johnson's doing an unbelievable job setting up his young quarterback, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree, Spiggs. And part of that play action is, I was watching it last week when I went back to the Giants film, a lot of under center play action. Okay, and we've talked about that throughout the course of the season, what that does for a quarterback in terms of the footwork, the rhythm, and playing on time, because unlike when you're in a shotgun situation, the footwork is much more precise. It's much more muscle memory. The ball's coming out on time. And to your point with the stat you just said about the wide-open throws, you're scheming throws from. They're more defined throws. He has quicker eyes. I'm getting one to two, and most likely I'm getting to one, especially on in-breaking routes, and that's been a big part of Ben Johnson's offense going back to last season in Detroit.
I want to ask you a big question, a big picture question about offense, because mm-hmm. over the last couple of weeks, people have been noticing what Sean McVay has been doing. And it's, mm-hmm. it's a really good example of like ebb and flow of offense and defensive adjustment, where this was a team that was almost always in 11 personnel. Then they had mm-hmm. some injuries. So then they would end up being in 13 personnel, which is crazy for the Rams and what McVay usually likes to do. They have now figured out a way that they're going to bully people with 11 personnel in the run game because their wide receivers will go out there and block. And they love mm-hmm. to do this against nickel because they feel like they've got lighter guys out there and they can be more physical. These are the types of things that when, like, you know, Blood, Sweat, and Chalk is like my favorite book. So like the counter mm-hmm. to what it is that you're trying to do. I love to see this type of ingenuity. And we all know that Sean McVay is super good at looking at trends and then bucking them.
No, he is. And I have no problem saying that McVay is the best play caller in the NFL. That's no disrespecting Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson. No disrespect to those guys, but I think what you're getting at with McVay, and that's been part of the process the last couple of years in L.A. There used to be, you know, like the Bears, a heavy outside zone or wide zone team. With Kyren Williams, he's more of a downhill runner. They went to more power or gap the last couple of years to fit their traits of the running back. Right, there's simple things you can do also from a personnel perspective when you're scheming. And to your point, when you have wide receivers that can insert into the line of scrimmage, that's what they do in L.A., and set up on a safety or a linebacker, it gives you a bunch of possibilities from a play calling perspective.
Luther Burden is pretty much the number three wideout now, guys. Mm-hmm. In 33 yeah. snaps, Zacchaeus, I think, only had 14. He had one bad drop, one of three bad drops. But what do you think? We talked a lot about it last week. I don't know if they just swapped out him for Zacchaeus or if they schemed certain things. But what do you think of Luther Burden's usage?
I liked it. And going back to what we said last week, Speaks, you got to find ways to get him on the field and find ways to get football in his hands. You saw a couple screens underneath to him, which we talked about. Catch and run ability is electric with Luther Burden. Plus, he is a very good route runner. And you're getting him, you know, isolation targets on the boundary. We know he can play inside as a slot target too. You can get him on the move with pre-snap motion. A lot of things you can do with him. But I think this is the point of the season. And when you're getting close to Thanksgiving, where if you're a rookie, it's time to go. It's time to go, right? And that's how I would teach it as a coach. Like, hey, in terms of motivation, it's time to go now. You've played in this league for 3 months now. You understand it. We need to win football games. We're going to get the football in your hands. Now you got to go out there and be productive.
One more thing on the snap counts, Lawrence. Zacchaeus, 10, same number as Ozzie Trapillo. That speaks to the game plan. They used Zacchaeus the same number of times as an extra offensive lineman. So.
Which is really, really some cool stuff. That seeing Ozzie Trapillo get an opportunity to be out there in the jumbo package is fun. It's giving him reps and hopefully getting him ready to play a little bit more. But it's definitely not going to be a right tackle because you know Darnell Wright continues to impress week after week. What would you say, Matt, is the thing that maybe looks different from the first 2 years of Darnell Wright?
The play demeanor. Okay, I think this is one of the most important things when you talk about the line of scrimmage in football, whether it's a defensive or offensive perspective, is the play demeanor. Are you physical? Are you nasty? We can sit here all day and talk about technique and footwork and hand placement and stuff that is great in a coaching clinic. But if you're talking about an offensive lineman, do you have a nasty play demeanor? Are you a tone setter on the offensive line? Are you a finisher? I think that's what you're seeing right now with him, as he's taking it up a level in terms of how he plays the game of football. That could be coaching, that could be experience, that could be comfortability within a certain scheme. But right now, he is nasty on tape.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those outlets to Cole and others, like mm-hmm. on the other side of the blitz. How much of that was Ben? How much of it was Caleb to your eyes? And maybe it doesn't matter because eventually you want them both to be thinking about it, but just trying to figure out what's what, because that was clearly well executed to deal with the amount of blitzing.
Yeah, I think that's part of it is the game plan perspective, Speaks, is you want the ball in his hands. You want him to the edge of the pocket because of all the interior pressure that Brian Flores will bring. I've always said Brian Flores is a chaos creator. That's what he is. And there's not a lot of time to sit in that pocket. So let's move the pocket. Let's get him to the edges and get him a quick dump off. Also, the underneath, take the checkdowns. Take the checkdowns with Loveland and Kmet. They're physical after the catch. That's what you want. So you saw the one throw to Loveland underneath. I think it was a third down play. Now you're forcing the defense to tackle, right? That's the thing with checkdowns. And I've played defensive football my whole life, and that's what the coach says, right? Make them throw it underneath. Okay, we get that, right? You still got to tackle. If it's to a tight end, it's not as easy as it sounds. So put them in a position where they can run through tackles and move the sticks also.
We've talked a ton about Brian Flores, and that makes sense. But let's talk about Dennis Allen. What did he mm-hmm. do to make J.J. McCarthy uncomfortable? And what were the breakdowns that happened when the Vikings started to get right and took the lead?
Well, I think I'll start with Kevin Byard's interception. And Kevin Byard right now is leading the NFL interceptions. And that stays up. He's going to be a Pro Bowl player. That's how it works. Production talk. So I love the play with Byard because it's a fire zone or a zone blitz. You're sending five, and they spin the safeties late. and Byard drops down. This is a veteran play. He is on, you know, kind of topping the running back, releasing. He flips his hips like a corner and sinks underneath the outside route. I don't think JJ saw him. I know he got hit when he threw it, but that's a great example of a veteran player taking advantage of a young quarterback who does not have a lot of experience just by his technique and his eye discipline in the secondary. You know, on the deep throw that Wright had the interception on, JJ could probably put it more to the upfield shoulder. That's a great play by corner, and that's what happens. You're not always going to be in the right position. Can you recover? Can you make a football play? And he did that in that situation. But most of all with DA, it's what he's done all year, a mix of two deep, single high, place him two-man, rotate the safeties late, give him multiple looks, show pressure, drop out. There's a lot of things you can do to kind of cloud the look post-snap for J.J. McCarthy. And look, McCarthy, I'm not going to come down on J.J. He hasn't played a lot of football, and right now he's going through some issues in terms of his mechanics. His footwork needs to be a little bit cleaner. He is a fastball thrower. He's like a relief pitcher in the ninth inning. There's no question about it. He can heat up throws. I use the term high RPM thrower in the middle of the field. But I think he has to develop the ability to throw with more pace and touch in certain situations. But give credit to DA and the Bears. They did a good job. And then late in the game, the touchdown they threw, I mean, it is on Nashon Wright. He's trying to pyramid both routes. What I mean by that, guys, you have an outside vertical and a seam route. So if you're a corner, you're trying to pyramid. Play in the middle of both of them and read the quarterback. And it's a very hard technique. You can do it, but I think he just got caught a little far inside with his eyes inside and didn't recover quick enough.
Hey, Matt, I've been critical of Tom Brady as a broadcaster. Sometimes they've even made jokes about him cloning dogs or cloning quarterbacks. I mean, you probably don't remember. But I thought he was really good in this game, man. He taught me all kinds of stuff. Like, calling something a look pass. It was like I've been looking for a way to talk about the look pass. The drift route and just like there was other stuff. I felt like he elevated the conversation, even making us more prepared to talk to you on a Tuesday after I watched him do a game on a Sunday. What'd you think?
I think so, too. And I like listening to Brady. I know there's a lot of opinions out there on him. He's just started doing this. It's not an easy thing to do. And look, I've done it at an extremely low level. I called the high school state championships, I think, in 2012. And I was beyond nervous. I went back and watched it. I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible what I was talking about. And, you know, I couldn't pronounce the name right. And then sometimes if I didn't know the last name, I didn't know how to pronounce it, I'd say, oh, good play by number 41. You know, so it takes a long time to get used to that. And I think you're starting to see now with Brady, he's getting more comfortable in the booth, just how knowledgeable he is, just how intelligent he is. And he's showing you how he played the game of football. And let's be honest, that's the highest level ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're going to touch on it at 5 o'clock as part of our Caleb conversation. He had just little ways of describing quarterback, and it was like, oh, man, that just makes – it just cleans it up. It makes it so much more sensible as we sit here and try to dissect our third straight young quarterback here in Chicago.
Man. Yeah, and I think that when you have a great broadcaster who can do that, it becomes teaching sessions, right? And like you said, Speaks, it doesn't have to be a lot. It's just things that you don't get every day when you're listening to a football game. That's what you want as a fan.
You brought up Nashon Wright, and we spent some time talking about him and his relationship with John Beam. Like, you have now, in this next chapter of your life, like, dedicated your life to being a coach and a mentor. And whether it's your own son or the guys that you treat like your own sons in the defensive backfield over at IC Catholic, I see all that pride. Was this hard for you, like, to see how he reacted and see how the world has reacted to John Beam? Because in a perfect world, you're trying to have an impact on young people and trying to help them live their dreams, even if their dreams aren't necessarily playing football at the next level.
Yeah, that's the power of coaching or the power of teaching. How many of us have had a favorite teacher in high school or at the college level and, you know, are so drawn to them because you want to impress them all the time. And you learn so much and you feel so comfortable and you have that relationship with your teacher or with your coach. That is a very powerful thing, a very powerful thing. I have many of them from the coaches I had, and especially from the teachers I had at Glenbard West and the University of Iowa. And my graduate program at DePaul that I owe a lot to, because they are true mentors. And it's a lot of times it's stuff that you need in your life. And I understand why Nation was very emotional. I really understand why he was. And again, I go back to the power of coaching. It is a very special thing.
Yeah, it's hard. Like in those moments, you could see why he would be like that. And it was beautiful, his tribute to his coach after the game and obviously during the game. But I know for a lot of coaches, like that's really the goal. And you hate that he gets it has to be like posthumous, but clearly Nation had a relationship with this guy that was going even last year. Like he brought him to the city and to see that level of love for someone who helped him out in a really rough time was a beautiful thing.
No, it really is. It really is. And I go back to what I just said. You can see why the emotions are there. Because whenever you lose someone in your life, especially someone who has mentored you in times of adversity, it's hard to replace.
And we saw it with Al Harris continuing it. Like Al Harris like understood how much it meant to Nation, and a current coach can step in. Matt, thanks for letting us in on everything. One favor, though, could you find those games that you did in 2012, you said, those high school games? Tanny just wants to hang out and listen to them, you know, just for his own entertainment.
Man, I was bad. I remember it was so bad that, like, there was, like, keys to the game that came up on the screen. The guy next to me, like tapped me on the shoulder, like, hey, you have to talk about this. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, no, I gave you the first time I did the fifth inning for the Cubs, or maybe the second. When I forgot how many outs there were and just froze for about 5-6 seconds, I'll trade you for that one. Yeah.
Well, wait, wasn't there also the time where you ended up doing the game alone and didn't know that you were doing the game alone?
Me? Oh, yeah, that was the best. That was spring training, man. Yeah, Matt, I was doing a game, and Ron Coomer, happy birthday, Ron Coomer, today, by the way. As a matter of fact, right now.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. Ron said, he told me about the third, you know, the team's leaving today. I'm going to be leaving with them. I'll be leaving with them. Seventh inning, Coomer.
There's a plane overhead. Folks, it's possible that my broadcast partner today, Ron Coomer, is on that very flight. Wyatt Short throws that one low and inside.
That's me solo.
And Matt, the worst part of that is like, sure, he left, but all of the guys that you know, they also left. So
100%.
Now you're out there trying to call a baseball game with guys with numbers like 87 back of their jersey.
Matt, and the Rangers were playing their scrubs. I didn't even have a Rangers roster. I was like, was scrambling. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, that's how you learn, though. I knew they were letting me do it. That meant, you know, that it was low pressure stakes. So
Matt, rough game.
Yeah,
rough game against the boys from Byron. They were physical, just like you said. Yeah. But now Coach gets to turn back into Dad. So what's Coach Dad going to be doing for the off season?
Well, I'm in the garage right now. I do the radio in the garage right now because I have four boys. Actually, Grant is at basketball today. So, you know, they played 12 weeks of football. And we finished the season on Saturday. He's already at basketball practice today. So, for me as a dad, I'm going to drive Ronnie to basketball practice soon. Stuff like that. Do laundry. You know, just be a dad. I'll tell you this, though. The end of the season as a coach is always, when you're in tournament play, is always so sudden. It is incredibly sudden. It just it comes to an end so quickly, and it feels like you just started. And I give all the credit to Byron and their football players. They had an outstanding game plan. I need to do better as a coach. I'll tell you that right now. It's on us as coaches, especially on me as a coach. I need to get better. But I love coaching this football team. It's one of my favorites to coach. It really was. And it's always so sudden and so emotional when it's over. Because every team is different. Every team I've coached for 12 years has its own character, its own personality. It's really its own identity. And you only have that for a short period of time. And someone told me a long time ago, well, there'll always be boys to coach. And I responded with, well, yeah, but not these boys, right? Because it always changes. So you try to, and I'll say this, I know I'm up against time, guys.
You're good.
I'll say this. You know, when I got into coaching, I said I had to win, right? Okay, I had a major issue with it because if the player didn't win a title at any level, and it really, really bothered me. And I said, I had to win. I have to win doing this. It was my number one goal. And it quickly changed when I found out what coaching was really about. So I've been a part of four state title teams. But I'll tell you, having a goal of just winning a state title to me is very hollow, because what you're actually doing as a coach in the state playoffs is you're buying time. And every time you win a football game, you get to buy another 7 days. Mm. And those 7 days can be priceless, especially if you're a senior. And it is true. I'll get to coach another group of kids next year. But those senior boys don't get to put that uniform on, don't get to put that helmet on anymore. And look, the rest of their life is ahead of them. They're going to grow up. This is a small part of it, but at the moment, it is the biggest part of their life, and that's how they view it. So I love coaching this team. I'm excited about the offseason and next year. Now it's time to drive Ryan to practice.
and get two dryer sheets in there. That's the best way.
I will.
At least two, yeah.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
That was great stuff. Thanks, Matt. Man,
he's great.
He is great. And, you know, it's an X's and O's guy who's a lot deeper than that. So love when we can get there, too.
Yeah, there aren't many. Like, what did Big Ant call him? Like a lovable meatball?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a lot of football meatballs walking around with master's degrees in English. You know, like there aren't a bunch of those that are out here walking around. So shout out to Matt Bowen. I always just enjoy him. And congratulations to the kids from Byron, man. They were real tough against IC Catholic, and they deserve some love.
And they only have four downs to do it with, too, right?
Yes, they didn't have five. They didn't have five. Speaks, I can't do this, man.
You did it. So you're up on me. You're up on me, and I'll admit it's hard to stay up on a Monday night after a long weekend with Bears and everything else. But you did it, and you don't think you can do it another – how many times you got to do it, 59?
I can't live my life this way. I can't.
Discuss.
I can't. We'll talk about that in Bulls next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
10 on the clock, 38.5 left. Bulls 123-122. Giddy with Watson on the ball, holding and looking. Still holding, still looking. The send out accepted by Vooch. It brought to Herter. Rolling to his right. See you, Vooch. Topside open three. Bam! Big time shot, Vooch. And the Bulls lead by four. A two possession lead for Chicago with 32.8 left. Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. The basketball gods love the Chicago Bulls.
Well, they did last night. I would say they probably didn't a couple nights previous to last night. But yeah, the Bulls find themselves back above 500 after going on a five-game losing streak. And Spiegs, look, I got the extra hour, okay?
Yeah, so, you got bonus West Coast, or at least
Mountain time.
Mountain time.
That's where we're at right now.
Thank
like
you.
I've got mountain time. So that extra hour helps. But Bears fans complaining on Monday about their heart and their blood pressure and stuff, I can do that on a Sunday. Like, once a week, I can do that. Like, that's not a big deal.
Uh-huh.
The Bulls, they got 70 more games. And what did Billy say? He said that they have to play desperate. Yeah, they got to play desperate every single night.
And they just did it two nights in a row with a double OT thriller in Utah, and then they bounced back. They had an 18-point lead in this one. They had another big lead late in the fourth, choked both the leads away, and still found a way to do it. Those last 3 minutes were like manic energy, weren't they?
They were, and it drives you. It's I just literally sat there on the couch last night and was like, I can't do this. I can't be up watching these games knowing that this is the way that this team has to play all the time. Yeah. That Billy has got to maximize every little bit of what it is they do. And yeah, Kobe came back a couple nights ago and then wasn't available last night.
Uh-huh.
Like, all of this stuff that they have to do night in. For the Bears, it's fun. For the Bulls, it is torture. It is, and when the Bulls are on the West Coast, it's even more torture.
I know, but this, Lawrence, it's like these are regular season NBA games. They're not supposed to have that feeling, but that's kind of your point, is that the way this team plays and has to compete and is being driven to do so by a Hall of Fame coach is creating that kind of atmosphere every night. Don't you think it's inherently a good thing for their competitiveness, for
maybe
for the watchability? Like, I'm sorry for your heart, my dude, but
I mean, the watchability is one thing, but I will say that that's why I didn't get overly excited at the 6-1 start, is because they're going to run into wins because they will try harder than other teams throughout the season. But then you think about, like, the Detroit game where seven rotational players for Detroit weren't available and they lose and they never lead. Like, it's this team, because of the way that they are constructed, because Modest, who I think will eventually get to star level, isn't a star yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to play like this. And that means that all of us are going to be in the Bulls blender for the whole season. And it'll probably be us being in the blender the whole season, then being like, well, look at the Bulls. They made it to that eighth spot. And now here's the play-in where they're going to have to maximize it again. And then just one bad night, and then you're out. Like,
I think if they play like this as much as they are, every time they are, they have a shot to get out of that play-in and get themselves into that top six, a real legit playoff spot. And they got to play hard every night to earn it. I think there's a chance, man. I love that. Without Kobe White, that bench last night, do you see the bench scoring discrepancy against Denver? First of all, the Nuggets are obviously a really, really good team. And they had to think they were just going to be able to take care of the Bulls coming off that double OT, and they did not. The Bulls bench outscored the Nuggets bench 66-9. 66-9. Javon Carter, man. I want to talk to that dude. Proviso East, Maywood's own. I loved him at West Virginia as a point guard. And now he has turned it into a career as like a three-point sniper and a defender at guard. But he hasn't been getting a lot of run. Last night they needed to. And that dude was 5-for-10 from three-point land. And he plays with desperation every minute he gets on the court. I love that.
I want to talk to Kevin.
And we need to be desperate, desperate.
Yes, they have to be desperate every night.
Who do you want to talk to?
I want to talk with Kevin Huerter because I feel like he's doing similar stuff where that's a guy that's kind of been around a little bit. He's definitely got some ability, and he's playing really hard. Jalen Smith is playing really well.
Yep, he had 16-8 last night.
Mm-hmm. And Io going out there, but it's a grind, man. And I'm last night was another reminder, like after all the games that we've watched with the Bulls, even just in the last week, it's like, come on, man. Can we get a laugher, please?
Io was a plus 24, and he had a huge steal and two big free throws late. Like, I get you. Maybe they got some laughers coming, but that's a hell of a win. That's a hell of a win coming off the losing streak that they've been on.
No doubt about it. When we come back, some praise for Ryan Poles. I think that he is probably going to be able to take a victory lap on a couple of guys that one he drafted and one he brought in. We'll explain why next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, I just want to come through for this team as much as possible. I probably should have 6 or 7, you know, it feels better when you can get it in the win. You know what I mean? Like, I've talked about this plenty of times, man. I know what type of player I am. This is probably like my third time in my career having 5 interceptions. So I want to continue to build upon that and just get as many as I can as long as I'm helping my team win.
That was Kevin Byard and him talking about another game where he ends up with an interception. He's got 5 on the season, and we're a little bit more than halfway through. I went and looked it up, Spiegs. Last year, he had 2 safeties at the top of the interception list. Kirby Johnson and Xavier McKinney, 9 and 8, respectively, they had. And Byard is on a pace to do that this year. He's been... I have a lot of respect for him. I also love the way that he plays. I think it's great to have someone in the back of a defense that is able to use his knowledge and make that a part of who he is as a player. And when you see him baiting quarterbacks into bad throws, it's really awesome. Like, it's fun. And a lot of times, like, you don't even have to be someone who's covered football or played football to see it happen. You see him in the way that Bowen described it. As a matter of fact, let's run that. This was what Bowen said about what Kevin Byard is doing this year.
So we got Bowen on Darnell. I thought that's what we wanted.
Oh, my bad. My bad. It's okay. We'll get to Darnell in a minute. But you heard him say, hey, like, look at what he's doing and the way that he goes about his job of making these young quarterbacks, making them see things that are not there. That is a victory. And then you add in the intangibles. And Speaks, we talked about it yesterday. The him being there for Nashawn Wright, him then also being like, hey, we want a game, but we can be better.
Yep.
And it not becoming like no one blinked. No one blinked. No one was like, oh, shut up, old man. Like, none of that stuff, because he carries a level of respect that doesn't allow for that type of nonsense.
Yeah, no, the intangible stuff and the leadership stuff has always been so evident with him. And I always love that. I mean, I fall for that stuff often, to be honest. And I know that about myself. I also know that, like, the free agent veteran safety is a very specific profile in the NFL.
Yes.
Because those guys are considered fungible, like running backs are considered fungible, and they often have to go and find a home and see if anybody believes they have more left in the tank. What you're getting at is the schematic skills and now the results with the picks, which lends more weight to the intangible stuff. It makes it so much more powerful when he does speak because of the success that he's having.
His resume speaks for itself, right? He walks in the door, there's instant respect for what he has done. But then you add it to the collective. And even I even remember him saying, man, I just want to be a part of this, even if I'm not here.
Yes, yes,
When this thing gets up and running. And now he's a part of it. Like, now he's a part of this thing getting up and running under Ben Johnson. Him even being a leader and talking about what Ben Johnson could do for this team. Like, yep. That's special stuff. But to go back to what you said, to go on the field, we got it. This is what Bowen, who played the position, what he said about what Byard's doing.
You know, I'll start with Kevin Byard's interception. And Kevin Byard right now is leading the NFL interceptions. And that stays up. He's going to be a Pro Bowl player. That's how it works. Production talk. So I love to play with Byard because it's a fire zone or a zone blitz. You're sending five, and they spin the safeties late. And Byard drops down. This is a veteran play. He is on, you know, kind of topping the running back, releasing. He flips his hips like a corner and sinks underneath the outside route. I don't think JJ saw him. I know he got hit when he threw it. But that's a great example of a veteran player taking advantage of a young quarterback who does not have a lot of experience.
Man, that is great stuff. And you look right now at the interceptions leaders in the NFL. Byard's number one. You know who's number two? Tremaine Edmonds, tied with Nashawn Wright for number two, along with Devin Lloyd at Jacksonville. The Bears have the first three names on the interception leaders list. By the way, that segment with Matt Bowen was brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. And Lawrence, there were three different texters who said they did not expect Matt Bowen to make them cry during their commute. Matt Bowen talking about coaching and how each win in the playoffs buys you another week with those particular kids. Like, you know, Erblacher texted in, kind of hit me in the feelings. Another guy, that tough dude just had me in tears. Another guy, damn, warn somebody before Matt Bowen gets you in tears on the commute, you know?
Well, look, almost all of us that played prep sports have that moment. If you didn't make it to the pros, you had that moment where it's over and you don't think of it being over without you coming out on top and you being the winner. So I love him speaking about it, and he's right about like that relationship that coaches will have with their players. And I love the insight of him being like, you know, I wanted to be a winner, but now he understands that the winning part of it is the relationships that he's built and what those lives of those young men. Like, I think for a lot of people, the Nashawn Wright stuff with John Beam, like it's very relatable. Okay. And it's relatable in a way that I think too often we don't talk about as men. And I think that's one of those ways that guys can emote a little bit because of those bonds that happen with coaches. And it doesn't have to be coaches. It can be piano teacher. You know, like there are a lot of different ways that type of relationship can play out. Mm-hmm. But seeing it happen to a professional athlete and seeing him react to it, and then you thinking about all those people that kind of helped you get to where you want to go. Like, yeah, I'm not surprised. And as Anthony Heron has said, he's an eloquent meathead.
We
love Matt Bowen. But to get back to the premise of this segment, if you're Ryan Poles, that's a move that right now you can say, look, I added real value to this team. And it didn't matter if Matt Eberflus was the head coach or Dennis Allen was the defensive coordinator. There's a guy that was able to play in both systems, and I was able to go get him, and it led to, you know, adding a leader to the locker room. And then on the other side of it, Darnell Wright is having – I think Darnell Wright's going to end up as a Pro Bowl player this year. And I think Kevin Byard's got a shot to be all pro, especially if the numbers keep talking like Matt Bowen was saying. You're probably not going to win the debate with Darnell Wright just because of the position that he plays with him and Jalen Carter. But if you do end up with a player that does play the right side of your offensive line for a decade and reaches the heights of being a Pro Bowler, your pick seems more justified. And the way that he's playing now is just terrific.
It's good stuff, man. And yeah, Darnell and Byard are seemingly headed that way. I think you're absolutely right.
That would be his first Pro Bowler drafted if Darnell Wright is a Pro Bowler.
That's what I'm saying, Tanny. Woo! Like that's what I'm saying. That there's a not that anything's riding on it. He got a contract extension. He's fine. But as far as being someone that you're putting in charge of your football operation, like
yeah.
He could use a couple of victories.
You know what he might get? He might get a game ball. If things go well enough with some of those Pro Bowl designations,
well,
maybe Ryan
has Paulson, he gotten one?
Not did, from Ben did, Johnson. We would have known that
he has been in the locker room, correct?
Yeah,
yeah, he's there. Yes. He's there all the time.
Right, but I mean, like you know, look, Ben's his boss, and Kevin Warren is their boss. That's the way these things are set up as of right now. But yeah, Kevin got a game ball while celebrating his birthday.
I'm trying to think of what situation would. You would give Ryan a game ball.
I don't know. I don't know. Like Kansas City, if they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, there you go. That there it is. Like yeah. That's they beat Kansas City, then Ryan gets a game
then
ball.
Then Ryan gets a game ball. Look, Tom Brady had some specifics about Caleb that we didn't get to yesterday. But then Ben Johnson yesterday addressed what has seemed like a glaring weakness for the quarterback. And the way he addressed it, I think will surprise people if they have not heard this yet. We'll talk about that. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.